Well, good morning and welcome to the Be the Edge Challenge call. I'm excited about you being with us and who's going to be sharing. So we've got Mark Smith, who is the chaplain and marketing, I guess, department for ITC and their companies. And Mark always does a great job, and I'm looking forward to hearing from him today. So it's all yours, Mark.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Kevin. You know, here over the last several months, I've been doing a Bible study with just a few guys from work. And what we're looking at really is kind of from beginning to end, from Genesis to Revelation, the overarching storyline of Scripture. And it's an incredible story. Lots of times we look at all the stories, but we don't look at the overarching story. And so right now, we did one the other day where we're looking at the Exodus. And we're looking at the people, God moving his people from Egypt in slavery into the promised land. And I want to read you a short excerpt from that, from Exodus chapter 13, verses 17 through 22. The people are just about to leave Egypt here. When Pharaoh let the people go, God did not lead them on the road through the Philistine country, though that was shorter. For God said if they faced war, they might change their minds and return to Egypt. So God led the people around by the desert road toward the Red Sea. The Israelites went up out of Egypt armed for battle. And after leaving Succoth, they camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night, in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. And so that's a really short excerpt of how God led them by a pillar of cloud and fire. All the way, you know, to really to the crossing of the Red Sea and beyond. And then just in the next chapter, in chapter 14, we do see that the Lord kind of paves the way for them to cross the Red Sea. And then in the just short chapters after that, Exodus 15 through 17, you may remember the stories of God providing water, fresh water, and providing the manna and providing the quail, right? And then in Exodus 17, God even protects them from the raiding Amalekites who hated them just because they were a descendant of Esau, right? And so God led them by a pillar of cloud and by a fire. God paved the way for them to cross through the Red Sea. God provided for them through water, manna, and quail. And God even protected them from the Amalekites. It's a powerful story in the midst of this big grand story of Scripture. Now, the last time I spoke with you was just 3 weeks ago. And that was on July 15th. And I spoke with you about our identity, our calling, and our assignments. And I don't know if you remember that or not, but basically just a short snippet of it. Our identity is who we are as a son or daughter of God. It's our identity as children of God. We talked about our life's calling and how God calls us to something in life. And then God gives us assignments. And so many times we confuse our assignments with our identity or our calling. But the reality is our assignments can change, our assignments are temporary, and our assignments serve as a platform to fulfill our calling of God on our life as children of God. It's a pretty incredible thing. The problem usually lies in the transition from one assignment to the next. It gets pretty difficult. Why does it get difficult? Why? Because we get confused. And we identify our assignment as our identity. In other words, we become what we are doing. That's who we are. And that's where we find fulfillment and find value. Well, that's not the way it should be. Our value comes from being a son or daughter of God, right? But the second reason why these transition times are so hard is because we're just afraid of the unknown. The Israelites were the exact same way. They were afraid of the unknown. Matter of fact, if you track through the story, it's amazing that even though God continued to lead them, God continued to provide for them, God continued to pave the way for them, God continued to protect them. It's amazing that throughout all of that, they grumbled, they doubted, they wandered, okay? And I don't know about you, but I've been in these transition times between assignments, and it's hard not to grumble. What I had to do was turn that grumbling into gratitude. It's hard not to doubt. And what I had to do was turn that doubt into trust. It's hard not to wander. And what I had to do was turn that temptation to wander into a submission to follow his lead, right? And so the question for you today, the challenge for you today is, are you doing everything that you possibly can? If you're finding yourself in some sort of transition time between assignments where you're still fulfilling God's calling on your life, but you're in a transition time that's kind of hard to kind of get your feet set, are you doing everything that you can to immerse yourself in his word, in his worship, and in prayer, and seeking wise counsel in order to let yourself be led by him, provided for by him, and protected by him? He wants to. He's not required to, but God's a good dad. And just like any good parent, you're his kid, and he wants to lead you. And so my prayer is that if that's you today, that you submit and follow his lead because he wants to do that. Now today, I urge you and encourage you, go and be the edge.